This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air right now at 7 past the hour. Michael Harrison joins me. I'm Doug Steffen to do what we do every week at this time, and that is go through the stories that Talkers has gleaned from listening to lots of talk radio programs, talk to hosts, and understanding what's going on in this fabulous medium called News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison has been doing it for decades. We've been doing this program for decades. We highlight it with the top 10 stories, the list of the stories, and the people as we begin every hour of this in that way. So let's do the list and see how much different it is this week, Michael, from last week.
It's always a little different. It's always a little the same. It's amazing how that works. Overlapping moments in time. At number 10, we have a tie between two very powerful celebrity gossip stories. One is Queen Elizabeth II's Jubilee. Yes, she is a celebrity in addition to being the head of state. That's a very strange set of circumstances. And that's tied with the Johnny Depp Amber Heard verdict. We hadn't had that case on the survey during its course, but the verdict was handed down, and that squeezed it into the top 10 on News Talk Radio. Number 9, social media. Just the whole general scope of things, social media is always on the survey. It's at number 9. We have a tie at number 8 between race relations and immigration. Number 7, abortion rights. Number 6, the January 6th committee. And that's tied with a whole slew of Donald Trump activities. Can't keep up with all of them. Number 5, partisan politics and elections. Number 4, the Russia-Ukraine war. And that's tied with U.S. foreign relations. We have at number 3, COVID-19. At number 2, the economy, the national mood, and Elon Musk and his brouhaha with his Tesla employees. That's all at number 2. And the mass shootings are preoccupying the nation at number 1. On the People Survey, we have Johnny Depp and Amber Heard at 10, Queen Elizabeth II at 9, John Durham and Michael Sussman at 8, Stacey Abrams at 7, Dr. Mehmet Oz at 6, all at Georgia politics. Number 5, Donald Trump, as mentioned earlier, Vladimir Putin at 4, Elon Musk at 3, Janet Yellen at 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. Kind of a week in which stories overlapped each other, and it's generally confusing.
Oh, you didn't do the story about the surfers?
Everybody's gone surfing.
Surfing USA. All right, so taking these things apart, I was trying to earlier, because we know we do a companion hour called the Talk Radio Review with some talk hosts that I'm associated with, and I was looking at all of these things. We spent a whole lot of time on the mass shooting, the number one item of the week, and actually going through, do you know how many mass shootings there have been in America since the beginning of the year? Take a guess.
I can't, but I know it's more than you would imagine. How many?
24.
That's scary.
Where at least 4 people have died in a shootout. And then we started talking about violence and the violent nature of humanity and all of the things that create violence. And do you have to have a gun to be violent? No. There are a lot of people who are violent driving a car or with a knife.
That's the old thing. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. But the other side of that is we have a cultural fascination with guns. That weird psychological thing about guns might enhance or amplify the urge for some people to go on killing sprees. Don't know. Those are the two core points that are at odds.
We have a thing with do we have a thing with violence? Do we have a thing about what is the? Do you remember? Have you seen the George Carlin HBO special, The Story of His Life? Not his specials, but there's a great overview of somebody who culturally meant a lot to people our age. Would you agree that George Carlin was one of the most important commentators from when we were younger in our 60s through the 70s through the 80s?
No question.
So as I'm looking back at some of the stuff he said in the 70s and the 80s and how appropriate it is to today.
Yeah.
You know, you just whatever has been going on has been going on and on and on. He talks about war, and he talks about big business, and he talks about, you know, people and the fact that we are mere like ants in an anthill. But the earth will survive well and we'll be gone. And, you know, you wonder, how is that we have, you know, all these people, can they all survive together? That's part of the thing that when I talk about war and stuff on my programs, you know, how is, people want to be in power or in control. And what happens with that? Somebody else is going to come along and want to be, knock you off. Is that just part of, we all think we're pretty, you know, I'd like to think I was pretty stable and pretty smart, but are we really? I mean, any of us, when you consider we live in this circumstance, this cocoon of violence, like we want to knock ourselves out, like we want to end ourselves, like we want to destroy ourselves.
We do have a death wish as a species. It's really scary when you think about it. But we are a violent species, Homo sapiens. We kill for sport as well as for survival. And that's not something that a lot of other animals do. So that alone tells you our nature. But we human beings are trapped. We found the enemy, and it is us. We're trapped within this complex thing called human nature. And once you understand human nature, it tends to make you understand why people sort of identify themselves by certain political philosophies. It's based on our interpretation of human nature. And human nature is not the easiest thing to deal with.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things we are dealing more and more as the list expands or things happen when you feel like we've got to add, like number 10 this week is the Jubilee for the Queen and the results of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, which is one of the kookiest things. They're both guilty. When was the last time there was a trial and one party is accusing another party of something, and the verdict is, you're both guilty?
There was a countersuit going on. I mean, that's why we have countersuits, you know. Yeah. I'm going to sue you for blah, blah, blah. I'm going to sue you. And look, but you know, isn't it true that there are two sides to every story? Of course, not
sure.
All the time. But that's basically a truth that we have to consider. And especially in marital disputes. Very seldom is one party, you know, totally guilty and the other one completely
exactly.
A victim. It does exist.
Two to tango.
Right. Yeah. But in terms of, you know, normal relationships as opposed to, you know, somebody shooting somebody, you know, there are all kinds of whack jobs out there. And people go into relationships of the heart without using their brain. That's one of the biggest problems. You know, I mean, when you go into a marriage and you're getting involved for life with that thing we just talked about before, that deep, dark, mysterious creature known as another Homo sapiens, well, you better be ready for anything. Mm-hmm. Any encounter with another human being is flirting with danger. You know?
We
don't give each other enough credit for being menacing. Go ahead.
One of the things that you've done to help my career on the radio, you've always had great suggestions over the years, and one of them was for me to do a farm show. And we do the American Family Farmer. And so I was just thinking, there is a connection, there's a tie-in with the discussion we're having now about death and what it is that we do we have a death wish. And one of the things I came across this week, the leading cause of death in America isn't guns, it isn't car crashes, it isn't drug overdoses, it's food. People dig their graves according to what they eat. Whether it's too much ice cream, too much hamburger, or whatever it is that we put into our bodies. Look at how many people are dying every day because they're obese, they have diabetes, that sort of thing. It's a really, I mean, think about that as a different way of approaching this discussion of death, mass death.
Certainly the health issues, the health care issues, the finances attached to it in the system, really comes down to two schools of thought. One is fix it after it happens, and the other is prevention. Preventive medicine, preventive health measures, really is the answer. I mean, you're touching on something very important. I, for one, think if we suddenly made it socially irresponsible to give children sugar.
Yeah.
Don't give them sugar. Don't
birthday cake.
No birthday cakes, no ice cream. I mean, with all due respect to the birthday cake and ice cream industries, giving children, giving babies sugar, candy, ice cream, cake, all of these things, and developing a taste for that, we may as well get, have a cigarette. Hey, have some cocaine. Have some pot. It's a drug that they become addicted to, don't even realize why we have such this thing called a sweet tooth, and that's the core, that's the main core of our problem.
Yeah,
we like to eat crap.
Yeah,
because it tastes good.
Remember,
right, but we develop a taste for it. We have to teach our children not to develop a taste for that. We have to have a reapproach that one aspect of how we teach the next generation. But come on, you got to teach the current generation before you do that. I mean, look at what people eat. Look at the poison that people eat regularly. It's frightening.
Well, it's part of what we're sold as a culture. We are. You talk about being doomed, and I don't mean to make this a listen to the show this week. But you know, drugs and the things that we are being told legitimately, you can't use marijuana, but you can have all these other drugs that are produced by Pfizer and Moderna and whoever else is out there selling us drugs that are just as bad, but they're legal, as the drugs they say are illegal. And yet, I can tell you from personal experience, all the drug companies are trying to buy up all the marijuana producers. I tell you, that's going on right now. All right, we continue with the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Social media is number 9 this week, and I was thinking about how to approach this with you, thinking about the unlimited access that we have to news. On social media, there is no talk, but is there, when you look at all of the things, you hear talk radio programs always referring to what's on Twitter, we have what's on Facebook, what's on Instagram, and that becomes part of the conversation on the air rather than phone calls. So there's almost unlimited exposure if you're running a pretty good radio program that asks questions and gets people to think. You're going to get a lot of response, right? Isn't that what's going on now? Do you think that that's an important ingredient in a good talk radio program?
I think social media is an important ingredient in any business. So certainly a communications business like talk radio. Of course, it's a major component in the process. But social media, one of the big myths, you know, we still linger in the past. We think of social media as an alternative, as an underground, as a secondary venue to mainstream media. But no, social media is an arm of mainstream media. Social media is the norm. Social media is mainstream media. That's something we don't have. We haven't fully digested that reality.
Well, thinking about the reality of the news media, so-called news media, the social media, for me, what I look at, it's fascinating because it looks like they're all trying to jump down the rabbit hole to the lowest common denominator, which is outrage and fear. That's kind of what, you know, once in a while...
That's because they're obsessed with clicks and pops and looks and listens and ratings and, you know, everything is clickbait. When you're overly concerned with ratings for their own sake, and think there's only one way to do it through outrage, you know, through red meat, well, then you're going to take the rabbit hole down to the lowest common denominator. Ratings and attention can be garnered by going for the highest common denominator, but you don't even hear that term in the lexicon.
Yeah,
Intelligence is a big market. The intelligent and the good are underserved in America.
I sure are. Then you're sort of underscoring what I said about the race to the bottom. So yes. Here we have guys like John Tesh, who does basically it's a talk show with music, but his business, his whole theme is to bring people interesting information that has nothing to do with anything except how to make your life better. Right? That's kind of what it is.
Well, that's his shtick.
It's his shtick, right.
Whether he accomplishes that is another issue, but yes, that's what he says he does.
Mm-hmm. So he's not racing to the bottom, though. He's doing what other people do, trying to get ratings and sell advertising. But he took a different approach.
Packaging the idea that intelligence is important, so you're intelligent because I'm telling you that 20% of the public is eating the wrong food.
Yeah, well, it's probably more than that. Yeah, right, exactly.
And then, in other words, it's a package. I don't mean to be disparage him.
No, he's a good guy.
Just because you say you do something doesn't mean you're really doing it.
Mm-hmm. So then how do we know? Are we developing people who are more critical thinkers, or are they, because of what I've just described as what seems to be the race to the bottom with social media and news media, are we creating a bunch of dolts? Instead
I think
of
that that rhetorical question is the answer. That's the question that we should be exploring. I don't have the answer to it, but that is the question.
But there must be an algorithm for it somewhere, Michael.
Yeah, well, algorithms are nothing more than dumb in, dumb out. I mean, you know, the algorithms don't come from God. They come from manipulating people, putting code into computers.
There you go. All right, more coming up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 28 past the hour.
With windshield wipers that can handle anything, Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Drop what you're doing right now. The deals at Kohl's are too hot to last. I got my husband a few polos for just $9.99. Found myself a swimsuit for less than $18. And got sandals for my entire family for under $20. You seriously don't want to miss this. So run to your nearest Kohl's, because with more style and more savings, this might just be the best summer yet.
Select styles. Offers end June 5th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former Democrat mayor in San Luis, Arizona, accused of ballot harvesting by illegally collecting early ballots in the 2020 primary election, pleaded guilty Thursday in an agreement with state prosecutors that saw more serious charges like forgery and conspiracy charges dismissed. 66-year-old Guillermina Fuentes now faces up to 2 years in prison. In the deal, she will lose her voting rights and must give up elected office. Sentencing was set for June 30th. An internal memo by Tesla CEO Elon Musk says he's getting ready to cut staff by about 10%, citing a super bad feeling about the economy. The internal email was obtained by Reuters. Musk's email titled, "Pause All Hiring Worldwide," was sent Thursday to Tesla executives. We are USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
A convicted murderer on the run since escaping from a prison bus last month was shot dead by police overnight after he killed a family of five, including children. He then stole their truck from a rural weekend cabin between Dallas and Houston. 46-year-old Gonzalo Lopez was killed Thursday night in Jordanton, Texas. That's about 35 miles south of San Antonio. President Biden has been a politician since 1972. In all his political wisdom, opening up the southern border to illegal immigrants was something he thought was necessary for the people of the United States. Now, since he blocked the border wall from being finished and secured our border with Mexico, hundreds of millions of dollars of border wall material lay in waste. Georgia Republican Representative Buddy Carter saw the waste on a recent trip to the crisis at the border.
$350 million worth of materials of hard-earned taxpayers' money right there, just rusting and deteriorating. All we saw was 20 miles of completed wall structure. And in that 20 miles of completed wall structure, there were gaps in there where people could just walk through. It's just ridiculous. This is a result of the Biden administration canceling the construction of the border wall. And now what we have is we have all these contracts that are costing us $6 million every day to cancel these contracts and to pay off these contracts that were already in place that the Biden administration canceled.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an inspiration for those who are big, would we call them rabid fans? Rabid? Maybe it's a little bit too much, but people who are really excited about listening to good talk radio shows. And then we get into the definition of what is a good talk radio program. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher, Talkers Magazine. We've gone through some of the stories in the People List. I'm Doug Steffen here to sort of cajole Michael into getting out more from him than he wants to give.
Is that the way it feels?
Well, sometimes. Anyway, it's okay. No, I think that there is. You have so much knowledge and experience. I mean, I've been around for a long time too. I have specific knowledge and experience that pertains to me, my career, what I've done on the radio. You, however, have the experience of knowing all of these people that are a part of the business, knowing all of the stations that are a part of the business, knowing how the business runs, and so that all packages up together to a pretty interesting experience that you can talk about. And that's, again, what people want to hear are good stories, and man, you got plenty of them going to these conventions.
Yeah, if I had the time, I would write a book. That's the one thing I haven't done yet. Everyone says, write a book.
Yeah.
I don't have the time to write. I don't want to write a book unless it's a good book. I don't want to write a book unless it's original and has a different angle than most books. And frankly, I don't have the time to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I have the ability to do it. You say I'm an interesting person and that you want to get more out of me. One of the things that I try to regulate in terms of my own talent, if you will, is not to be a bloviating, you know what?
Expert. Commentator.
Yeah, I don't want to talk too much. I think that we all talk too much. As a matter of fact,
how do you do a talk show if you don't talk?
That's the point. The point is you have to know when to talk and when not to talk. We have to be good listeners as well. Mm-hmm. It's not
that's
easy
what makes
to
a good talk show host is yeah. being a listener. I'll remember, and you can too, both radio and television personalities. They'd ask a question and they wouldn't listen to the answer. They had the next question written down, and in the answer to the first question was the answer to the second question, but they didn't hear because they weren't listening. So they asked the second question, and the person who's answering the questions, if he or she is perceptive, will nicely say, "Well, as I was saying, yada yada
right.
yada."
Oh, you hear that all the time.
Yeah.
The key to being a good interviewer is to be able to pivot away from your next question and have what's known as the follow-up. I have a little joke I always say, you know, "Well, welcome to the Michael Harrison Gardening Show. Today, our guest is one of the leading experts on how to grow cucumbers in your garden, Joe Blow. So, Joe, what are the latest techniques in growing cucumbers?" "Michael, I don't want to talk about cucumbers right now because there's an asteroid about to hit the Earth in about 10 minutes and it's going to blow us to smithereens." "Very interesting. And how about tomatoes? Do you think that..."
The best way to grow cucumbers, by the way, is put carrots beside them. That's how you do it.
I had to ask you, right, of course, Mr. Agriculture.
Yeah.
But you hear it all the time that the person is too prepared and too rigid. You've got to be able to go in a different direction if the circumstances of the conversation warrant it.
People will say to me when they, I'll do an interview for maybe the farm show or sometimes for the Good Day program, and they want to know what I'm going to ask them. And I say, I don't know what I'm going to ask you. I won't. I don't. If you have to have a list of questions to come on the program, forget it. Because I don't know what I'm going to ask. You're an expert in this field. You should be able to answer the questions. So when we get started, I'll think about, as I'm talking to you, what do I want to know? But I'm not going to tell you ahead of time because I don't know ahead of time what I want to ask.
But even telling ahead of time changes the nature of the conversation.
Of course it does.
You want to hear what the person is thinking on the top of their head. What is their natural response? We get that a lot at the convention. There are a lot of people, what are they going to ask me? You know, or worse yet, I'm calling on behalf of my boss. He or she wants to know what questions are they going to ask on the panel.
Who knows?
You're the CEO of a big company. You should not be afraid that somebody's going to ask you a tough question. And one of the things a lot of people just don't have the ability to say as part of their answer is one of the most honest and well-received answers of all, and they're afraid to say it. It's, "I don't know."
Mm-hmm.
"I don't know. I'll have to think about
that." That's what you say when you're in court and somebody, a lawyer, is asking you a question. "I don't know." Amber Heard should have done a little more of that this week. Do you believe that verdict? Do you believe?
I do. I believe it because it makes sense. A pox on both houses, per the jury. Yeah. And the reason that Johnny Depp was awarded more money than Amber Heard is not because they thought he was righter than she in terms of he said, she said. It's because in a lawsuit of that nature, it comes down to how much financial damage did the situation cause, and he is a bigger moneymaker than she. Therefore, they found he deserved more money than she did, but they were both, according to the jury, equally culpable.
We were talking earlier about health and food and stuff. I would like to see, can we create a new radio format that makes us happy? All we talk about is love, sex, and food. Can we do that?
Let's
come up with a format.
We get samples from
from
advertisers.
Yeah, let's hope so. Number 10, in addition to being the Johnny Depp Amber Heard verdict, is the story of the Queen's Jubilee. She's going to miss the service of Thanksgiving at the cathedral. 70 years she's been the queen, but she's apparently experiencing some discomfort.
She's been on the throne for 70 years.
Bada, bada, boom.
Go on. I didn't say anything.
No, of course you didn't. Yeah. Anyway, so the queen has had the parades this week, and people love in America to talk about the monarchy. They really love Her Majesty. Don't they? I mean, the look at the interest that those TV shows and movies have had. The Queen, The Crown, whatever other shows there are. And so, a big, as we do this program, there's a big celebration going on.
But as Mr. T would say, I pity the fools. I am fascinated by the royal family, but I also pity them. They're born into a life of being Disneyland figures.
Yeah, yeah. And look at what toll it's taken. Unless you've got the chutzpah that William did to marry Meghan Markle and to take a leave of his duties, quote unquote, move to America and raise your family the way you want to. Listen, that takes a lot of balsam, too, it seems to me. Nothing less inspiring than thinking that Charles will be the next king.
Well, I mean, I really don't want to get inspiration from the royal family. I'm fascinated by them, but I find also the institution of the monarchy to be out of step with the times. And when the queen is gone, which eventually she will be, I can't see the monarchy existing anymore in modern days. No. Yeah, they're going to have to tone the damn thing down if they want to keep it as a functioning part of the unwritten rules of how they govern the country. Mm. That's really what it comes down to. It keeps the politicians at bay that there is this higher order of power that really has no power. It's a fascinating... Oh, I wish we had hours to talk about this.
Because $64 million a year budgeted for the Queen.
There's a reason for it. That there's it's not like they're stupid and they love the queen. There is a whole psychological
hanging on
emotional.
To that thing. That's a very astute observation. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I have a reminder from the folks at Calitrin about how you see yourself. When you get up in the morning or you go to bed at night and you're naked and you stand in front of a mirror, do you like what you see? Right? That's for you. Think about it.
You're standing in front of the mirror and you're naked. My God, that's a nightmare.
Well, so why don't you do something about it then?
Get rid of the mirror.
Yes, of course. That's it. Throw that mirror out. That's the way to fix the problem.
Get a new mirror. That's what people do.
Yes,
I'm sorry,
one of those mirrors from the circus that shows you in a different form.
Go on.
Anyway, years from now, if you are not happy with the way you look, at the moment, you're going to be less happy if you don't do something about it. So don't disappoint yourself. After all, you need to be your own caretaker. And if you have that extra weight that's hurting your heart, hurting your lungs, hurting your joints, Calitrin is there to help. Calotrin. The all-natural way, the number one choice for all healthy weight loss ideas. 25 years in the business. The doctor and his wife, who was a nurse, and a couple of other folks put this together, this formula together, being used by millions of people around the globe. It's the ingredients are simple, straightforward, all natural, and by the way, guaranteed to keep the weight off or you get your money back. I like it because it keeps the weight off. There's a lot of ways of losing weight, but this is the way to keep it off. So go to toploss.com, satisfy yourself with all the information that's there. You can talk to a dedicated counselor at toploss.com. You can do a little chat with them, find out more about the product line. And unlimited, this is the last weekend, if you will, of the Memorial Day special. You buy at least three and get an equal number, as many as you want. 30, you get 30 free, all that stuff. It's really an amazing formula, amazing company with amazing results. Get them to help yourself live long and prosper. How about that from a movie? Take your cue from me. I've done this myself. I like what it does for me. It'll help you, too. You'll like it. Go to toploss.com. I use the Doug Steffen code to check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, and you'll also have the exposure to this great unlimited offer right now at toploss.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 90% cheaper?
And you can get it online. Just go to forhims.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, so of all of the things that we've talked about this week, I think under the circumstances, I look around and I see Dr. Oz's name, and I wonder, what is this? Why does this guy want to be a senator after all the success he's had on television?
Maybe he's just a megalomaniacal egotist.
Or
maybe
does he really want
to
help?
Maybe he wants to make a difference in this world and give back for all the wonderful things he has received.
That's very philosophical, Michael. Thank you for that.
I want to give back. Don't you love that? I want to give back. Whenever people say, I want to give back, I wonder.
All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, 10 before the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, let's check out.
Okay. I'm gonna bite.
Piano lessons.
All right, well, this is something that doesn't immediately strike a chord with me. Chuck, what do we have going on here? I always love the...
This is the infamous piano scene in the 1988 movie Big, which is a big hit back in that year, $114 million gross, number four at the box office, came out this day in movie history, directed by Penny Marshall, starring Tom Hanks, which really became a big hit for him, and I think he's nominated for an Oscar for that movie, and then... After that, everything he taught you pretty much turned to creative.
Let's compare and contrast the role he played in that movie versus the role that he plays in the new Elvis movie that's out in a month where he is Colonel Parker. Let's look at
that. Well, very different. I mean, listen, the guy's seasoned. He's done everything, everything in between. So he's had a tremendous career. Believe it or not, I was actually surprised that the biggest box office hit Tom Hanks has had maybe it was Forrest Gump. I know Philadelphia did over $200 million at the box office. I think Forrest Gump had to hit that number, but it's a tremendous career. But Big, that scene with Robert Loggia on the piano was a great creative scene. You don't see stuff like that in movies. If you look at 1988, number one movie in 1988, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, $156 million. Eddie Murphy's Coming to America, $128 million. Good Morning Vietnam, Robin Williams, $122 million. Big came in fourth at 114, and Crocodile Dundee 2, 109. No movie hit 200 million, but all these movies, like Die Hard, I think was an amazing movie, number 7, 83 million. Didn't hit 100 million, but it's one of the most iconic movies of that year, hands down. But so many good films in the 80s and the 90s. We have a lot to live up to in 2022. I think we're going to be a little short.
Well, when you talk about $83 million, that's about what Downton Abbey has taken in to this point. You can see in the movie, if you haven't seen it yet, I went to see it, and
okay.
I was satisfied. You know, you go to a movie and you want to be satisfied.
Sure.
What you expect is what you get. This guy, Julian Fellowes, is a master craftsman when it comes to writing scripts. There are two stories going on at the same time, and they relate to the family, but they're so different, yet you are waiting for the next scene to see how this story is going and that story is going. And so the people that you've come to love who are in this, the characters, excuse me, the actors, I found it to be, and you can hear in my voice, a very emotional experience, isn't it? People say, isn't it silly? It's just a movie. No, but that's why you go to the movies to be, at least I go, to be emotionally satisfied. And there was everything, kind of like I say about James Bond movies or some of the things, what do you expect? What do you get? What I got is what I expected, and frankly, what I wanted, to see the family moving along, bring in new storylines. The spoiler alert is that when the last movie was over, you thought that Maggie Smith's character would die, and that would be the first scene of the new movie. Well, it wasn't. It was the last scene of this movie, as a spoiler alert. But
did it have potential for a third film?
No, as they set it up. At the end of the movie, they set up. And, you know, it was interesting. I find Michelle Dockery a very appealing actress and a character. She plays Mary. And Jim Carter, who plays the butler, and you know, the other characters who are in the movie, including this guy who just, I've never seen Hugh Dancy before. I've never seen him. He's now the lawyer on the new Law and Order.
Right.
He's apparently an English actor, and he played the director in Downton Abbey. And it's just interesting to see, you know, people as they change. It was a good movie. I would recommend it.
Glad to hear that. You know, we booked at the theater I'm involved in, Top Gun Maverick, and last night I went there, and there's about 30 people watching, and when they came out, everybody loved it. And that's good.
I want to see that.
It's a good feeling because, as we've been saying for the last 2 years, there's nothing better than a collective experience with a group of people that you don't even know. I mean, and that's
right.
You know, you could feel in a good movie, there's always a point where the audience is completely bought in, is sucked in to the company of the characters on screen, and that's a pretty awesome thing, and I do not want that to ever go away.
No. We were talking this week about Netflix's leaner movie mandate, make them bigger, make them fewer, make them better.
Yeah.
And that seems to be reverberating at the end of the week here, the subscriber growth or lack thereof. How much of these things can survive? And they're shooting themselves in the foot a lot of times because they're not on big screens, I think, anyway. So, the big movie will continue to be probably...
Yeah, it'll be Top Gun. Yeah, nothing really major comes out this weekend.
59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.